Okay, Rabbi Isai, tonight's shiur is the second in the series, and we're going to start off with a number of shilas. First, I'd like to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because as we tend to say in shul, we get shilas all the time that are Negei L'maisa, and then we get more shilas that are Negei L'maisa. So, I don't know which day this past week, since last week's shiur, somebody came over to me and told me he's back from Eretz Yisrael. And he wants to do exercise. He wants to start biking. So he asked me, is he allowed to bike and go near an area where there are people who are not clad properly? So I asked him, were you at last week's shiur? He said, yes. He said, that's what I'm asking you. So I told him, is it yesh ba dak achrina or ein ba dak achrina? And he said, yesh ba dak achrina. So he said on his own, as the Ben Torah would say, therefore he's got to go somewhere else. So the whole shiur has a ta'elus already. Right? One shiur, the whole shiur has a ta'elus. But let's talk l'maisa. Can a person be a vendor in a baseball park during the summer in the bleachers? In Tav Shin Ayin Ches. I'm not talking about 30 years ago. Some people in this room may have been vendors. Okay. Can a person work in an office in which women do not dress properly? He needs parnasa. He's going to work in an office where women don't dress properly. They don't have a dress code. How about, is it mutter to go in a carpool? One man, one woman. 35 minutes to work each day, 5 days a week. Can they go in a carpool together? How about, is it mutter to take a partner? And it will be only you and the partner in the business, and the partner will be a woman. Is it mutter to be a doctor? A gynecologist? Is it permissible to work on Hatzolah? Is it permissible to sit next to a woman on a plane? Is it permissible to go on a train, for those people who ever experience it? Is it permissible to go on a train during rush hour in New York? I can't tell you what Chicago was like. I can barely tell you what New York was like. I haven't been on a train too many times, but is that permissible? Is it mutter for a rav to talk to a woman about very serious, intimate matters? Is it mutter for a rav to accept and look at a mare from a woman? Or I could ask the question, why is it permissible for a rav to do that? Is it mutter for a person to take a job in which the boss tells him, you could only work for me if you have an unfiltered smartphone? Unfiltered smartphone. What about social media? What about a Rebbe in a girls' high school? In a room all day with a group of girls in a high school. Okay, those are all the shilas. We're going to try to answer them, believe neither, over the next, we'll see how long, hour, a little bit more than an hour. Most of what we're going to be doing tonight is going to be learning through Tshuvas of Igros Moshe. As I told you last week, and it continues this week, this is not a Musa Shmuz, this is a Halacha Shiur. As I mentioned last week, it bears repeating that when a person wants to know how to be mechuzik, to be strengthened in an issue, any issue, the best way to do that is by learning the Halacha. There we go. You could look in the office. There's a box in the office. There might be more. Shiur too. Sorry. Okay. So let us go, Rabbi Isai. Let's start now. Simen Nun Vav in Igros Moshe, which is on page 9. It's the first page in the packet of Shiur Beis. Okay. Look at the title. This tshuva was written in 1960 in America. The man's name is here. I don't know who the man is, but incredible Yerushalayim. Incredible display of Yerushalayim. Be'inyan Isser Istaklus, the title says. The prohibition of staring at women, megulois, who are uncovered on parts of their body that normally should be covered. Is this considered Gili Arayis? What happens if a person has to go to a place where women are not dressed properly? What's going to be the halach? Okay, Hine, Zakra Moshe. First paragraph, number 33, it's underlined. We're bringing in more copies right now, Rabbi Say. Hine, B'davash also leilach b'mekaymish anoshim yoshvais. This that is prohibited for a man to go into a place where women are sitting, and they're sitting, they're moving, they're walking, megulais, and they're uncovered parts of their bodies. Those places that normally have to be covered. Kamoi, eitzel choifayam, a person walks by the water. I'm going to go bathing in the water. Maisha wants to know the following question: a person. Let's make it graphic for a moment, as the Gemara discusses. A person puts a gun to somebody's head and says, I want you to go into that beach right now, go swimming with all the women who are swimming in that beach. More graphic. Do you have to take the bullet or not? That's the shiloh. Okay. Okay, I apologize, everybody. I don't know where the rest of the copies went, so maybe people want to... Sure. People want to look on with somebody sitting next to them if we need more copies. Thank you. Okay. Yoid. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein now, paragraph 34, top line, underline. Histaklus, she yeshayach. Now, Rav Moshe is going to be very, very, let's use the word, using yeshiva for a moment. There's going to be a lot of incredible lumdus here in Rav Moshe's tshuva. This is going to be, lumdus means he's going to be using a scalpel and he's going to be dividing different things with tremendous halachic nafkaminas. Histaklus she is shayach li yisur gili arayis urak uvda the hosom she isha bo or she huva lezeh she ishtaka ba mamisa. Says Rav Moshe, Abel ma shu hoylech lamokum she noshim nimtzos, if somebody walks to a place where women are not dressed properly, ain zeh shayach li gili arayis. Says Rav Moshe, it's not gili arayis. Now gili arayis, you're going to see in a moment what Rav Moshe means. El shu isur acher, it's a different isur. The mevili, they hear her, it brings a person to hear her. The over al v'nishmartam he called davara. He's over on the isser of making sure to guard yourself from a davara. Shu isser here, which is the isser of here. Sheish lochush, a person has to be afraid. Sheyavo mizel atzor zera, a person might come to a concept of atzor zera. Levatolav v'galapam and bar take of the atzor zera. Okay, here we go. Okay, in the world at large, what we're about to say right now is, for lack of a better term, for a moment, it's almost a joke. It's a joke. There's an isser in the Torah for a person to bring himself to Itzah Zera. Maisi Zera Levatola means a seminal flow, and that is an Isser Menat Torah. When I say it's a joke, because of the world at large, I know a young man was learning in yeshiva, he had some physical issues, maybe they were a little bit of emotional issues as well. He went to a doctor who was, he was Shema Shabbos, and the doctor said that, he should go to a place where he would be able to relax by engaging in some visible promiscuity. That was the doctor's advice. The doctor then said, I know you're Orthodox, you probably don't want to do it. But that's what I would tell somebody who's not Orthodox to do, to relax. Relax. That's considered a release in the medical world, and that's considered relaxing. I'm not telling you physically it's not relaxing. I'm not here to argue with the doctors or not. I'm just here to say what the halach is. Halach is that that's an isser. The isser for a person to put themselves into a matzav, the mighty zero about Tola, is an isser deraisa, based on the pasuk when Ishmaatim is called Dabarah. Okay, so it says Rav Moshe, it's not Gili Arayis. It's not Gili Arayis. And then, going to read a little bit more in between the two on the lines. Vatam, the Bekroshi Alfina Misham Isal Ashad Dwarm Lavad Bia, the Ramam Shumi the Raisa Nemele Sikrivu, Shulav al Nagia, Derech Taiva, Vikir Basa. So Rav Moshe now says another halach. Touching a woman is an Isser of Kiruv, like Sikrivu. It's an Isser of Nishmat, and we call Dovara. So it says Rav Moshe like this. If you drop down about five lines, the last word in the line is aval. Aval istaklus leka belav zeh. His istaklus is not involved in the lavali sikri welu yisr acher. They're not going to Rambam. Okay, now, says Rav Moshe, where it's underlined at the bottom. Yom kain ein b'zeh shaychus li'isurim de gili arayis. This is not gili arayis. Ach efshir ulai loima. Please turn over the page, paragraph 34. Moshe says in the middle of the paragraph, "V'im kain," it's underlined. "V'im kain l'fizeh be'estaklus b'mkay Moshe darken l'chasas be'kavona le'honois." The person stares at a place on the woman's body that is normally covered with kavona tevano. There are two isurim: echad mitzad kreva, v'echad mitzad hira. Those are two isurim. One is the kreva of getting close and intimate, not relations. Intimate with a woman, and one is the hearer, the thinking about her. Okay, we'll talk about that soon. So says Rav Moshe, "Ubeloi kavon lehanos yehasa rak b'makom shadakel mechasis." Fine. Uchein tzarach loima. In paragraph 35, the top line, tzarach loima bechol histaklus leka isa kreva liisa v'nishmarta mitzad isa hearer. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein that when a person looks at another woman, there's going to be an Isra of an Ishmarta. Again, the next paragraph, Divri Maskal Kain, Isra is Taklus will be tied with Ishmarta, so you're able to hear off Mekamish Adakam Lachasis. Now, continuing now in paragraph 36, where it's underlined for the second time. Vakivan, who didn't hear her, be Krobid Ishmartam, Eina Bechal Din Gilirayish, Yehavahem Din Yarag Val Yavar. There's no Din Yarag Val Yavar. Vyaf Bishvil, it saw Zera Mamish. Unbelievable, says Rav Moshe. Who appearish Isa besider Yavitz, famous Rabbi Yaakov Emden Sider. The Mieshal Lahazak Azer, if a person cannot hold back the Zera from coming out, and lo Yachnas Atzma Sakona, will be putting himself into a Sakona. Eina Machuya, Vole Rishai, Lohomis Atzma Yishulkach. Okay, a little bit of drama for a moment. A person takes a gun, puts it at somebody's head, and says, "I want you to be Moitzi Zera. I want you to be Maitzi Zera Labatola. If you don't, I'll kill you." The halacha is, don't take the bullet. Not only don't take the bullet, not to take the bullet. Boy Rishai Lohamis. Boy Rishai Lohamis Asur Shulkach. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, Shu'as night, and I say over this halacha, a person puts a gun to someone's head and says, "Be Maitzi Zera Labatola." The halacha is, you don't have to give up your life. So a person says, it was 2:03 actually. You'll see why I remember the time. The whole place stopped. We had, I don't know how many, Baruch Hashem, several hundred people upstairs. The person says, "It happened to me." I've been to a lot of shurim. I've said a lot of shurim, Baruch Hashem. He was involved in a, before he became frum, he was in a non-kosher restaurant. I believe it was a restaurant. Five guys came in with guns, and they told everybody what they had to do. Men, women, disrobe, a whole, he said it was on the front page of New York newspapers. It was a little bit shocking for everybody, obviously, in this year. But I'm only bringing out the point that Lamaisa, a person doesn't have to give up their life for this. No one should want to be in such a situation. No one's saying it's muta to be Mitzvah Zerah Levatola. It's a terrifically severe Avera, without any Shaila, no Machlekes. But Rav Moshe is being mechalik, the din yorek val yavar applies to when a person says, as we all learned in yeshiva, a person puts a gun to a man's head and says, "Live with that woman," and he has to take the bullet. Says Rav Moshe, however, be mistakel, or even be mitzi zera, no din yorek val yavar. No din yorek val yavar. Okay, we will see in a moment where we are going with all of this, and what's the point, if you want to call it that. Now,
why would you have a Yavar make a difference to the Shiloh?
It's only showing the severity right now, but you're going to see what an Afghamin is going to be. This, what Rav Moshe is doing right now, this Lomda Shechilukim, Mamish Nogel Lamaisa. You'll see. Now, says Rav Moshe like this, it's a very good question. Paragraph 37. V'kivon shenis bayar sha'af leitzor zera mamish leko din yorg val yavar kol shekein liyasehirut. If there's no yorg val yavar, even to be mighty zera, there's definitely no yorg val yavar for the yisur of hirut. The guy says, I'm putting a gun to your head if you don't watch this filthy amount of pornography. Rachmana litzlan. So avada halacha is, you should avoid watching it, no shaila. It's also min ha-Torah to watch it. V'nishmarta mikol davaro. But do you have to give your life for it? The answer is no. Answer is no. Kibush is bow shaf like so is there a mamish like a din yorg val yava kosh and lisa here of an ishmarta shehu kidei shal yavel atzo is there a shalek a din yorg val yava. Okay, there are two different situations. One is being mighty zera, seminal flow, wasting the seed as it's translated in English. And one is the ahurim, seeing lewd things which will bring a person. Those are two different isurim. Both of them are also min atayra. Both of them, for both of them, there's no din yorg v'yav, you don't have to give your life. Okay, then, now continues your Moshe. On page 11 now, paragraph 38. Okay, Rabbi Isai, is there an isser of Hirhurim? Yes. Hirhurim brought about by his stockless is also. So, you don't have to give your life for it, but it's also midaraisa. So, what's the heter for a man to be an atzala? When there's negiyah, there's chibuk, there's hirhurim, you want to have atzala, fine, make it only women. Okay, so that's now we're going to get into all little shaylas now. Now, you have to hang on with me. I'm just bringing out the points here, Rabbi Say, because the answer is not, we don't simply say that everything is mutta because we need it. That's not the way we work in Klal Yisrael. The shaylah has to be understood. The shaylah has to be understood as why it should be mutta. So it says very much like this. Page 11, paragraph 38. How hastaklis b'loimis kavein lehonois. Now Rabbi Say says like this. What about a hastaklis where there's no kavona? A person is not doing it for kavona to have hano. Av shiyavu mizeli they hear it. Even though a person may come to hear of Ahano. What about, you understand the situation? A person is not doing it because he's going to be pleasure by looking. But a person will get pleasure from looking. It's an unbelievable chilek. It's an unbelievable chilek. I'm saying again, I'll probably say it again, that there are so many men here at 9 o'clock at night learning a subject which to the rest of the world has absolutely no sheikhs. We're making chalukim. In Lundus, if a person goes in to look, what happens if a person doesn't go in to look, but will have hanor because of what he sees? I'm going to bring a riot. That in the case of pikuach nefashas, it's mutter. I'm going to ask you a very simple question, Rabbi Yisrael. Somebody puts a gun to somebody's head and says, live with that woman or I'll kill you. So it's pikuach nefashas. He's going to get killed. Is he allowed to live with the woman? No. He has to take the bullet. So what's mutter, what's asur? So says Rabbi Yisrael. It's a gemara in Saita, a very famous gemara. A person walks by a river and a woman's drowning. A woman's drowning. Now, again, can you save your own life? If a person puts a gun to somebody's head and says, I'm going to kill you unless you live with that woman, can you save your life by living with that woman? No. Not because she objects. You can't do it. You can't save your own life. So can you jump into a river to save a woman who's drowning? So the Gemara says, a person doesn't do it, he's a chassid shaita. He's a chassid, he's trying to be frum, but he's a shaita. Whatever word you want to use. As with Rav Gifter's accent. He's an idiot. He's a moron. He's a meshugah. He's wrong. And the guy says, it's incorrect. I'm going to look at the woman. Can't do it. Ubara, says Rav Meisha. Sha'af im bari loy. Now look what Rav Meisha says. It's unbelievable, Rabbi Say. The beauty of Torah is you can learn anything. You can learn anything. These lines, look at these lines. Ubara, She'af im bariloi, even though it's certain to him, she yavli dehira, that he will come to hira by picking up this woman and saving her. He's got to come to her hurim. Mechuyev latzula. He's obligated to save her. Ubaru shein cholok ben itzli nashle tzli acherim, devagimul dvarim osal avar apishvil atzli acherim. Elevadai. Shezeh lo have mi surah gili arayah, says Rabbi Shafayitzin. That's why he had to give the whole akdoma. This is not an action of gili arayah. It's an action of hirhurim. It's mutter because there's no gili arayah involved, meaning it's not yoreg val yavor. Kivish rakmi then hira huwa iser. Even if it's bariloi that he's going to come to hear. Ah, he says Rabbi Moshe, forget the hirhurim. He has to touch her. Ulachabka, he has to hug her. Biyadav, he's going to pull her out of the water. Av shevinagia begufa, whom we love the krava, it's the other love of touching. She love the gili arayas near a pashit, says Rav Moshe. Mishum the etzem hanagia v'achibuk eino mishum chiba. The guy is not touching the woman because of chiba. Because he's interested in doing it, because he wants to do it, because he's infatuated with her. If a guy is doing it because of taiva, because of lust, then you got a problem. Then it's an issa deraisa. Then it could even be yorg v'yavor. Even though the guy knows that when he jumps into the water to save this woman, at the end of the day, he's going to think about having hana from her. He's going to enjoy what he's doing. Nope, it's still okay. He did not do it derech taiva. He did not go into the water for lust. Even the af mishein lo shum taiva hoy yoyse ze hari isa rak hanosha believe she yesh lo mizeh memela ein oza isa kreva el isa hiru mikrova nishmata she zed nitcha b'nei pikuach nefashas. It's also for the person to think about this woman. It's also for the person to enjoy looking at this woman. But if he goes in not for that reason, even though that reason will happen, it's mutter because it's pikuach nefashas. That's the lom to see. It's an unbelievable piece of love. This is not stam a joke. I'm sitting back, chomping on a cigar, eating a hamburger, and saying svar is over here. Of course you got to jump into the water to save the woman. Tabibi, this is Harvard Medical School. Fourth year student working on neurology. Don't tell me any svar is while you're chomping on a hamburger, smoking a cigar. And this is a million light years past everything they're teaching in Harvard Medical School in neurology. This is pure, unadulterated, incredible Torah from the Gadol HaDor Moshe Feinstein. That's why it's mutter for Hatzolah. It's mutter for Hatzolah because they're engaged in Pekuach Nefashis. They're not doing it derech taiva. And even if the mice at the end of the day, there's Hanoah. But don't tell me you're joining Hatzolah because you're going to get Hanoah that's mutter, then get out of here. Then it's also to be in Hatzolah. Then Hatzolah is also. If I'm doing it because I want to save lives, I'm a human being. At the end of the day, I may have a no. That's a different story. Who's going to know the answer to that question? Who's going to pass in that shiloh? Nobody except for the man himself. That's scary. That's scary. Now, says Rav Moshe, back to Shir Aleph. I wouldn't normally... Many of the people here in this room have come to the Sheva Mishur and we've given, I don't allow tapes and we're never allowed Torah anytime. We're going somewhere with all of this. I'm not saying I had to break the rule. I hold we have to talk about this. And I hold people have to hear about this. This is Mamish Nogeya Lamaisa at Ein Shir. Now, last week's Shir. Even though he closed his eyes, where he didn't have to go. We all know about Dak Achrina, as we spoke about last week. Anybody wasn't here, I apologize. Dak Achrina means if you have another way to go and you don't go that way. So says Rav Moshe. Says Rav Moshe. Unbelievable. What about the concept of Oynes Rachmona Patre? Oynes Rachmona Patre. Says Rav Moshe on the top of page 12, Chayin Tzorich, paragraph 40, Are you allowed to go somewhere where there are women who are not dressed properly? Now remember, not dressed properly means you've got to come to an Isser of Hirur. But there's a chash show with a Hirur. Now, you asked before, the Lumdus. You have no Heterim when it's Yarek Val Yavar. But we're dealing with a possibility of Hirur, not Vada Hirur. Ramesh says, when there's a possibility of Hirur, it's a chash. Then you can be soimach on yourself that you will not steer and you will not be mahara when there's a tzairach to go there for parnasa. And you're not mechuyev to be chayshish al zeh b'yaisa and to lose your parnasa. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, where it's underlined now. Rak kishen lo tzairach lav v'kan kigoyim b'ikad dakachrina v'adin kishen lo tzairach leilach shom dohilach rak l'tayel shap b'leka dakachrina hu also lismach al atzmahi. To go into an office where women aren't dressed properly because you want to see the women who aren't dressed properly. Because in that office, they also sell kosher donuts. You can't go. You can't go. For a kosher donut, you can't go into that office. For your parnasa, have another shiloh. Have another shiloh for your parnasa. You can't say I'm going to be Saimach that I'm not going to be Mahara. Then a person is a Heter. You can be Saimach that it won't be Mahara. So a person has to know themselves, and then a person has to figure out why it's going to be Mutter. Why it's going to be Mutter. Says Rav Moshe now, unbelievable. Since it's Rishai to go there and not to be Chayesh for Hira, otherwise we'll be Asa to go there even if you close your eyes because it's got to be Hira. Okay? Now you don't have to close your eyes because you're an Onus. If a person is going to be able to control himself, drop down to where it's underlined. I'll call Panam Chazinon. Even though you may have to look, but if it's in your office and you have no other choice right now for Parnassa, you can go there if you think you can control yourself. It's okay if a person can control themselves or thinks he can control himself from coming to Hirur. If you have no reason to be there, then don't go. If you have no reason to be there, you're not allowed to go. Even if you don't know for sure. Why? Because the Issa Hirur is not because of Gili Arayas. It's only Kadesh Layavali De Tuma Balaila. Therefore, Tzarek Parnosol, after Parnososol, it's going to be okay. Rabbi Sai, I don't know if there's another Shaila in the world as severe as this, where the ultimate Pesach for the Shaila is the person himself. That's the deal here. That's the deal. And everybody has to pass on the Shaila for themselves. But that's the deal. Now, the bottom of the paragraph, Luchain Tsarchian Ladina Bamisha Leiba to actually over the hero. Avomisha Slava Shiyasa Naita Shloyovali Zela the hero. If a person feels that he will not come to hero, Muta Leilach Panasoso, he can go for his Panasola Shat Sarako Baleka Dakahrita. If there's no other choice of where to go, Makam Shishavas Hanosha Magulas, the Soran Shadaka Machasis. Zakra Maisha, Vichainim Tsarach Lurafua, if a person has to be by the Yam. If he has no other time to go where there won't be anybody else. And then Ramesha concludes, and in the streets, where people walk around, which is impossible to ask, or you can't walk in the street. So, are you allowed to walk in the street? Why are you allowed to walk in the street?
Yes.
Says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Tzorech lishtadel b'chol efshesh l'estakel v'yikol asiyach daitem y'kol hirer. You have to work on yourself that you won't be maharer. It's not a hefkevelt. Go work on yourself. Go learn Torah and work on yourself to control yourself. Somebody says, you know what, I can't control myself. I work in Jewel and I have to eat a box of Oreo cookies every day. You're going to die in 2 years. I can't control myself. What do you mean you can't control yourself? Control yourself. Only nowadays is a time I can't control myself. It's just a mavalim. It's probably easy not to stare at people when you're walking. Okay. Can't answer it. You got to work on yourself. Can't answer it. You got to work on yourself. Person has to work on themselves. Walking in the street, they have to work on themselves. Unbelievable. That's what Moshe finds here to say. Person has to work on themselves. Moshe says it's easy. It's easy. When you're walking in the street, it's easy. Two things I want to say. This tshuva was written in 1960. 1960, they're worried about the streets. The streets, Moshe's lashon. Hochis putzis harvei. Hochis putzis harvei. Hell of I, the whole streets nowadays would be like 1960. In 1958, my uncle came to visit. I don't remember the visit at all. I was a little infant. My uncle came to visit. My uncle was a farmer. And on Friday night, I think it was Leil Shabbos, and maybe it was Matzai Shabbos. Some of it was Matzai Shabbos. Matzai Shabbos went for a walk with my aunt, Aleim HaShalom, and both of them. They walked down Utica Avenue, which is a prominent street in those days in Crown Heights. And my uncle was a farmer. He walked down Utica Avenue in a pair of shorts. They went to the knees. A cop gave him a ticket. Indecent exposure. You don't even know what it means. A cop gave him a ticket for indecent exposure. 1958, 57, I don't know what it was, sometime in the 50s. A Rebbe of mine told me that he was with his cousin in Central Park. His cousin took off his shirt. Cop came over to him, told him, put your shirt back on. And that's where Moshe is writing a tshuva. You don't get tshuva about the streets. The streets are impossible. Cop comes over and tells him, put on a shirt today. Okay. Now, with this in mind, Rabbi Yisai, last week we spoke about a Radvaz. The Radvaz says you can't walk behind a woman, so we're mechalik, because walking behind a woman at a steady clip is zicha going to bring you hurim. That's awesome. You got to run around, and you said, stick your head in the ground. You can't do that. In the office, it's not a situation where you have to stare at the woman, but okay, so you have to work on yourself. Have to work on yourself. Have to work on yourself.
Why isn't everyone trying to learn how to walk with the blind man's walking stick and eye patches?
Because that's, as we said last week, that's a very good kasha. That's as we said last week from the Chofetz Chaim. People can't put their fingers in their ears. It doesn't work. You can't ask a person to do something they can't do. Go learn Torah and go work on yourself to a certain level. To a certain level, but to say to a person you should walk around you could say something else also. The Chazanish did this in Vilna. Chazanish used to play a game with his. You mechaven to the Chazanish taka. Chazanish used to play a game with his, I think, with his nephew. He said, "I'm going to act like I'm blind, and you're going to help me walk." So his nephew thought it was a joke. You know, like the Chazanish was playing with him. But the Chazanish just got one. It was he kept his eyes closed. Okay, so who's the Chazanish? You know, that's the Chazanish. So if the Chazanish, that's the Chazanish.
So there's a woman lifeguard standing next to you. Shouldn't she save the woman?
Oh, one second. So now, Hatzola, is Hatzola mutter? Zakrim Moshe Fein, yes. He's not talking about Hatzola, but he says, but favorite, she's mutter. Because nobody from Hatzola is going in mitam taiva. And even at the end of the day, there will be a hurim. It's mutter because of course the fashis, because it's not going to be considered Yorag Valyava. That's what Moshe says. Now, on page 13, Tshuva from the Nishmas Avram. Mishas Avram, Dr. Abraham, an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. I mean, he rewrote his Sefer several times. It's now four thick volumes in Lashon HaKodesh and translated into English as well. Baruch Hashem, we had the schus of having him speak in the shul. I've had the schus of speaking to him several times, many times on the phone, and we had the schus of going to my journey of Torah. He brings down from the Munkach, the Dake Tshuva. Shekama gedoyli apoiskim harishayim v'achrayim harichu b'roya dam machmas tashmish. If a woman is seeing dam and she needs a doctor to examine to find out why she's bleeding. If yesh lismach al bedika as a reifim, can you be seimach on the bedika of the reifim who are going to examine her internally to see why she's bleeding? V'layol al dash shum poisik, says the Dake Tshuva. There's not one poisik, and if he says there's not one poisik, Dake Tshuva means there's not one poisik. V'yachem yidoli ha-mechav m'shi isha asura lishol ha-reife, v'lamay, the isha should be asura lishol ha-reife, v'lamay l'fonim sh'yachnis etzba v'yesa mokum lived like he's going to put his finger inside the isha. Skili Arayas. Nobody says that. And then he says, "V'chei mashikosav and of Yehuda, isha sharefim machpulz latabash v'teicha rechem." Man has the doctor has to insert something inside the rechem. Likosav klal sheish isha bedavish yachnas harefim yishehudi ain Yehudi at the bas place the mako. Obal kocha kishain kivon shein harefim v'isha mechavlin shem taiva. The man, the doctor, the woman, the patient are not engaged in doing anything for the reasons of taiva. Uzenus rachlat zarech refua harefim munasal oisek aim is a mishum chashki learayis. No chashki learayis. And then finally, Tshuva from Rosh Chodesh Zalman, quoted by Nishmas Avram in paragraph 43. Rama Liya Gain Rosh Chodesh Zalman Obach Zatzal Shigamutu Legever Lechatchila Lumoi Miksoya Kizeh Mikivin Shizeh Nogei LePikuach Nefesh. Since it's the Gei LePikuach Nefesh, it's permissible Lechatchila to become a doctor. To become a doctor. Rav Neivert at the bottom suggests that before you become a doctor, you should get married. You should get married. Okay. So I like to say the following advice. I once read that in 1898, I've forgotten which country it was, I believe it was Great Britain, but you can check it out. In 1898, the first doctors became gynecologists in the medical field, and they delivered babies blindfolded. That's how they learned how to deliver babies. It was considered such an incredible act of immodesty that a man should deliver a baby from a woman. So when they started the protocol of teaching doctors to deliver babies, they taught the doctors how to deliver babies blindfolded. That's what the world used to be. The Goyish world. And in that way, if I can't, you could say that the halacha was ahead of them. Nobody told them to deliver a baby blindfolded. And a doctor could examine a woman internally. You'll ask me, Akasha, why'd you go to a woman doctor? Well, in those days, doctors, there weren't women doctors. But even nowadays, many poskim said, when we learned these halachas in the Kollel 35 years ago, many women in those days didn't want to go to a woman doctor, they wanted to go to a man doctor. And nobody's chayav to go to a doctor which makes them more comfortable in that regard, more uncomfortable in that regard. And therefore, it's permissible for a man to become a doctor, and it's permissible for a woman to go to a man who's a doctor. They're not involved for any other reason. They're not involved for those reasons. That's what Dr. Tshuva is saying, that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying. And of course, it's because of an issue of pikuach nefashis. Pikuach nefashis. It's because of pikuach nefashis. Is it mutter for a man, I want to get controversial for a moment, is it mutter for a man to go to a woman barber? You want my humble opinion? No tzad nevelt, it's mutter. What are you going to a woman doctor, a woman barber for? Go to a man barber. That's not pikuach nefashis. What's that there over here? Okay, we can fight about it later if you want, but I'm just saying what.
Plastic surgery.
Who?
Plastic surgery.
Okay, so that's then you get into something elective surgery. You want to. Okay, that will be interesting, Shaila. I don't know, but a barber, go to a woman barber. What did you go to a woman barber for? What did you go to a woman barber? Now we have one more Igros Moshe. Okay, we're on page now 14. Number 44. The Gadol Hador has a printed tshuva about this. This is not shaykh. A printed tshuva. What's a tshuva? Inyan halicha b'sabway. Can you go onto the subway in a bus b'shoa she'yef shalizor min agir d'chifa b'nasha mitzad ha'daychik? Also, 1960. There are two yidden in America who wrote to the Gadol Hador about a shaykh. How can I go to work in Manhattan during rush hour when I've got pressed up against a woman? I'm telling you, these people, I wonder who their children are. Such Yerushalayim in 1960 in America. Not Shaykh. Yud Menachem over, Moshe's writing the tshuva back. B'dover alicha b'subway, paragraph 44. U'b'buses, b'zman she'olchum b'nei odom ha'vedosam, she'nim sam sham anoshim b'noshim b'chufim zeh b'zeh, pushed into each other, mamish. She'koshel lizor, forget about histaklus. She'koshel lizor menegiyah, u'd'chifa. You're pushed into touching and pushed into women. In mutra zalechas b'shos elusham, can you go during those hours to work? There's no Isser. Why is there no Isser? Even though you're pressed up against a woman's body, it's not being done derech taiva v'chibo. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. As I said in other tshuvas, and as the Rambam says, and as we just read in this other tshuvas as well. It has to be derech taiva. Derech taiva. Derech taiva. Unbelievable. Okay, now, continues with Moshe. On the left column, Al Koponim Ladina. Okay, now there's another part of this tshuva interdispersed, which you're not going to learn right now. Or Moshe wants to know, what about your wife? Can you go in these circumstances with your wife when your wife is a nida? You're going to be pressed up against your wife as a nida. Okay, Al Koponim Ladina says Rav Moshe Benoshe Macheros Af Beishasish Venidos Venochrius Leka Issa Shalo Bederech Taivo Lekuliam Ulachain. Well, Shayach Lachush Miloche Besobre Ubosses Bishas Alicha Lavoida Shadokin Kufa Manoshim Venoshim Ashley Yukhalizom and the Gia Dachifa Benoshim. It's Mutter, and Moshe writes an incredible Lashon. You don't even have to worry about it. To go in a subway or in a bus at the moment of rush hour where people are going to be pressed into each other. Because Nagia, below Miskavein, Mach Mashiach Shalizor, Ain Zed Derech Taiva V'chiva. This is a combination of the Gemara we learned last week, the Gemara in Psachim about Efsher. It's not going to be a problem. Okay, then Rav Moshe says like this. Down where it's underlined the second time, first word in line is Sheva Nagia. Of the Stava Sheva Nagia Shal Miskavein, Api Yishal Shayach Lachu, Sheva Lohanes Menagia Zu. Now, says Rav Moshe like this. Dibri Maskel V'chein. Still on the left side. Says Rav Moshe V'chein. Leka Issa B'hai Tama Gam Leisha V'Yisal Isha K'Yisal Leka Mokam Acher. When there's no other place to sit in the plane, the Gam Kein Einza Derech Taiva. V'chiba. Rabbi Yisai, it's not a trick question. You allowed to sit next to a woman on a plane?
Yes.
No. If there's another place to sit, you shouldn't sit next to a woman on a plane. Why should you sit next to a woman on a plane? If there's no other place to sit, are you allowed to sit next to a woman on a plane? Yes. Now hold on. Hold on, we'll see. Okay? Now, are you allowed to make a Chil Hashem in order to get your seat moved away from a woman? Absolutely not. There's no heter whatsoever. Are you allowed to make a Chil Hashem because you want your seat to be moved away because you're sitting next to a woman on a plane? No heter. You can't make a Chil Hashem. I was on a plane. I'm sitting next to a, I find my seat, I'm sitting next to a woman. So I got up discreetly. I asked the guy across the aisle. I said, I'm an Orthodox Jew, and it really happens to me. I had a $100 bill in my pocket. I said, I'll give you $100 if you change seats with me. So he said, okay. He didn't take the money. I did it twice. One time offered $50, one time offered $100. If I can't, I can't. You know, what can you do? Moshe doesn't say it's mutter to sit next to a woman on a plane. He says it's mutter to sit next to a woman on a plane because you like a mokamach, it is all the place. Granted, I travel a lot. You can get on a plane, we know there's no place to breathe sometimes. You can't get an extra seat no matter what. I will tell you a trick. I once sitting on a plane and I couldn't change my seat. And there was a woman sitting in the middle seat. So I have a little bit of claustrophobia. I never fly unless I have an aisle seat. So if you stick your finger underneath the armrest on an aisle seat is a hole. You got to know each plane is a little different, but you find the hole underneath there. And if you press the button for the seat to go back, at the same time you stick your finger in the hole, the armrest goes up. So I sat with my feet in the aisle, and I turned this way the entire flight, except when when the stewardesses went up and down the carts. And then I wrote American Airlines a letter. I came home and I called the secretary in Shul. I asked her to please write a letter to American Airlines. I said I paid for a seat. I only got 2/3 of my seat. The woman sitting next to me weighed 350 pounds and she was sitting in my seat. I told him, I told him, you have to have regulations. You have to have regulations. A person takes more than this seat. I pay for a seat. Why should I lose my seat? Because the person next to me weighs too much. I'm not, no tightness on people who weigh too much. You're saying you're taking away, there's no heter to take away my seat.
They force
them to buy another seat. They do, on certain sizes. But Lemaisa, Rav Asna also writes in a tshuva, you can sit next to a woman on a plane. But it means, as the Rashi says, we should like a mocham acher. You have a choice.
What a subway when they sit down next to you.
What's that?
If you're in a subway and someone sits down next to you, a woman, do you have to get up?
I says a big, I forgot which gadol had the same shaila. I don't think it was a Shlomo Zalman. I think it was earlier than that. The woman sat down next to him, so he got off at the next stop. Even though that was not where he was planning getting off. He didn't want to embarrass her by, you know, jumping off out of his seat. He got off at the next stop. He walked. I don't remember what he did. It was a big godless shemaisa. Okay, but this is... Now look what Moshe says. Everybody say this is not shayach, that we have a tshuva like this. Avlam yedua shu yavali dehirur. So the guy's on a plane. He says, I know myself. I'm going to sit next to him. I'm going to get a hurum. So what should he do? Make a tumul, make a chil Hashem? Buy a second seat and don't go on the plane. Now, Avlam yedua shu yavali dehirur yesh loylam noyam yilechas oz im ein nochutzloy. But then Zakhar Moshe again. Now look at paragraph 46. It's not Shaykh. Yodeya Shetivoy Ra. The Yavam is there. Now here we go. This is the first time Moshe mentioned it tonight, but it's not Shaykh.
If a person knows that his teva, his makeup is not so good, and by sitting in this situation, he's going to come to kishoyev, which means an erection. Then you can't get it work.
Yeah, what Moshe says here? This is not a hefkeveld. This is not a joke. Zakhar Moshe, you can't go to work. Then Moshe says, what kind of mensch is this? The bomb is there. What kind of person are you? Get yourself under control. You want to know how to get yourself under control? Come to Beis Medrash for 2 hours a day. Learn Musar. I don't know a better word to say. It's not a hefkevelt. The English word for hefkevelt is it's not a free for all. You can't do whatever you want here. I can't control myself. I know the beautiful women. Go on the subway every day. Okay, so either control yourself, go at 5 o'clock in the morning when they aren't there, or don't go to Rabbi Shmuley Cohen's Eitzah, put on a mask and hire a guard to walk with you and learn how to walk with a blind man's stick. I don't know. You can't. I didn't say it. That's the psak. Not shayach. Then turn to page 15. So the Rambam says, these are the two famous Rambams. Rambam says,
Move over. What should a person do if he's faced with hirurim? It's a pasuk. A person should turn to Torah. That's a Rambam. Isuri be a perchav aleph. Paragraph 48 is Isuri be a perchav beis. It's unbelievable. It's a very famous Rambam. Mashgiach Tzatzai used to talk about this Rambam all the time. You underline the second place. Yisera Mikol Zoyks in the second line. Omru Yifna Atzoy Makshavtel Divei Torah V'yachiv Daita B'chochma She'ein Makshaves Arayis Misgaberes El B'leiv Aponim Min HaChochma. Who are the people who are involved with Makshaves Arayis? A people who leiv is Ponim Min HaChochma.
I ask people to learn all the time. I don't tell people I ask them to learn. I ask them to learn. I don't want to tell you this, what are my kavanas, but it's a shayin ram. You're attached to learning, you have more control. You're not attached to learning, you have less control. For what?
Still not a guarantee.
Nothing's a guarantee. What's a guarantee? But the Rambam's telling you, this is the derech. One thing I'll tell you for sure, there aren't any other guarantees. This is the one, you know, this is the eitzah, this is the what you got to do. Now, so, Lemaisa, Rav Moshe says, can you walk in the street in 1960? He says you can, but get control of yourself. Can you go on the subways? Yeah, but get control of yourself. And if you can't get control of yourself, you may have to lose your parnasa. Okay, now, I have one more thing here. One more tshuva from Rav Moshe. Okay, Rabbi Say.
So, last week we talked about walking down by the river. That wasn't talking about Yarbo Yavra, though.
No, that's not Yarbo Yavra. Last week we didn't speak about the Yarbo Yavra aspect. That's why I brought in Rav Moshe this week. Last week we spoke about Daka Achrina, not Daka Achrina, walking by the woman, not walking by the woman. Now we're getting the Halacha L'maisa going to work. What are you supposed to do over here? What are you supposed to do?
Chavetz Chaim
said that Arayas is worse than Lashon Hara and than Avodah Zarah, because there's a more of a bren, there's more of a fire from the Yetzer Hara to get a man going into the type of Arayas, more than Lashon Hara, even more than Avodah Zarah. That's what Chavetz Chaim said. So Meili, and he brought a Raya from that Ridvaz that we spoke about, therefore walking behind the woman is going to be a problem, because that's definitely going to bring a person to a root. Yili Arayas is, again, Yorig Val Yavar is only when a person is, as Rav Moshe Zatzal is saying now, Yili Arayas is only when a person is forced to do an act of Arayas with a woman, an act of Bia with a woman. Then that's a Shaila. If it's an act of Kirav Basa, it might also be like that. But Rav Moshe is saying, if you're not engaged in the subway, the Derech Taiva, it's not Derech Taiva. If you're a doctor and it's not Derech Taiva, if you're a Tzolah member and it's not Derech Taiva, then it's going to be Mutter. Now, should you do it? It depends. If you're a Tzolah member, it's Pekuach Nefashis. If you're right, it's Pekuach Nefashis. If you're not Pekuach Nefashis, then you have to know. If you're going to lose your Parnassah, so it could be it's Mutter also, but a person has to control themselves. So it might just sound like this. Again, it's not a free-for-all, it's not a Hefkeveld. We, men, anybody, whoever they're talking about, has to be in control of a situation. It can't be that because I got to go to work, I can do whatever I want. You can't do whatever you want. No such thing. In Yiddishkeit, there's no such thing, I can do whatever I want. No such thing. Even at a smorgasbord, you can't do whatever you want. I'm talking about women. I'm talking about eating. You can't do whatever you want. You got to high eat, but you got to make a bracha. You know, eat too much, you got to wash it, the smorgasbord without bread. You know, you got to know, you know, the person doesn't know what they're doing. Now, here we go. So it says Rav Moshe like this now. And this is in Or Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Siman Mem. Al Koponim. V'adai also l'stakel b'isha, afil b'koy m'shadakel n'yas m'gulois, k'shem eskaven l'roisa. You're allowed to stare at the part of a woman's body which is normally beheter, uncovered. Her face. Her fingers. Can't do that. I'm b'bach, Or Chaim. So also b'chol mokam afil b'rechoivois, v'yeshchiv al kol odom l'habit k'fiyah efshal l'mata. It's a chiyuv on a person to look down. Now that's very hard to do. And it could be that it's also to do it when you're driving a car. You can't look down when you're driving a car. You could train yourself to defocus a little.
Nowadays, everybody's walking with
the cell phones. Well, I don't know if some of the people in shul may know the maisa, but this is the maisa that happened. We have a cardiologist in shul. He came in one morning. He knows I'm talking about technology and cell phones. He comes over to me and he says to me, "You're not going to believe what happened. I'm in the hospital. I'm a cardiologist. There was an emergency in the emergency room. You know this, Maisa? I told you this, Maisa. They call me down from upstairs. He's upstairs with patients. They call him down to the emergency room. He's not an emergency room doctor. He's a doctor. They call him down. He said, this is what happened. A woman's walking on the street with her cell phone. Okay? Now there are manholes. And they're working on the manholes. And they have a fence up around the manhole. He said, a woman is walking. She hits the fence around the manhole, stops, doesn't stop, moves like this, walks like this, and walks right into the manhole cover, and falls right into the manhole cover. They got her with an ambulance to the hospital, and she had contusions on her head, her heart was affected, atrial fibrillation, they had to cool them down. How do you know all this happened? Because whenever they do work on the road, in a manhole, or anything, they immediately put up video cameras. Everywhere they work nowadays, video cameras. You know why? Because people walk with their cell phones. Don't look where they're going. So they're going to sue the city. So in order to protect the city from being sued, the city puts up videos. That's the matzav. Okay, but I may even talk about that. That's next week's year. Yeah, that's the matzav. So don't talk. Somebody in shul told me he took out his bike. After 10 years of bike, he wants to start biking to work. He stopped. He's a young guy, a young person. He stopped biking to work. I said, why'd you stop? He said, it's too dangerous. The people on the cell phones. Walking! The people walking on the cell phones. It's too dangerous for me to drive a bike. Because they walk right into my bike. They don't know where to go. And he stopped. Put his bike away. Okay, that's for next week. Who, what?
Standing around the light poles.
Who, what?
In London, there's pads around the light
because the people walking bump into the light poles. Okay, you tell me everybody's normal. Okay, we'll go back. I can't. I'm going to get sidetracked. Now, look down. You know what I think this means? You shouldn't bring himself to bleeding. You're going to bump into walls. You can't do that. The Kaislam, I am beside the Davch of Beis. Fine. The Chaykish Abba Isha Lishol Arav Shaila, Binyane Issa Veheter. Woman comes to speak to a Rav. Mechuyiv Lishtadl Shalom Lahabit Bafanao, Kedesh Layavel Honest, Kasha Shalom Ariya. The Chaym Bechol Makum Shepagea Benoshim. Avaloi Bishul Zeh, who Inyan Chiev Hamachitza Veskenes. Okay, he's talking about another issue now. This chuv is in the middle of a chuv about the height of a Machitza Veskenes. Now look at this. So Ramesh is telling us that a person should walk in a way, and if a person has to come in contact in a conversation with a woman, so he should figure out how to do it in the best way possible. Okay, now, I want to ask you a question before we go anywhere else. Okay, a Rav has to be careful. Anybody has to be careful. Okay. For Parnasa, is it mutter to be Mechal Shabbos? First has a job. It's a great job. I can't get another job. Can I be Mechal Shabbos and take the job? What's the answer? Huh? Yes or no? Yes or deraisa? Okay, I have a good question. I told you once. I never understood. If people mamish were starving, you know, if a person's going to die, then you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. So I don't know, you know, it meant there was no parnasa. Nobody was really starving, but it was dochuk mamish. But you can't. Is there a het to tea tarfus for parnasa? No. Okay. So is there a het to have a? I'm asking you the shaila. I'm not answering the shaila. Is there a het to have a smartphone without a filter for your parnasa? That's my shaila. We're almost the end of two shiur. That's my shaila. Rabbi Yisrael, this is a shaila halacha. I didn't say one word of musa. And two shurim, I'm not saying any musa. This halacha. I'm asking a shayla, halacha l'maisa. Is it mutter to have an unfiltered smartphone with tzairach parnas? You answer the shaylas. I'm giving, what's that? That's the question.
What's the problem? I have an iPhone. I don't see.
Okay, I don't know what kind of iPhone you have. I will tell you that somebody told me today. He didn't give me permission. I'm not going to tell you who it is, obviously. Somebody told me today he was on a WhatsApp.
One
second. He's on a WhatsApp to find out information about a certain baseball team. Okay. He likes a baseball team. So he came to tell me what was at the bottom of the WhatsApp, in the middle of learning about the statistics of the Cubs.
Yeah, but I don't use it for WhatsApp or Facebook.
Hello, Rabbi. You answer your own shilas. I told you. I'm just saying, you must have an angel protecting you, because in the stories I heard about unfiltered smartphones, okay, we're on Torah anytime right now, and I'll embarrass myself further. This is my phone, okay? This is a flip phone, a dumb phone. I have never texted in my life, okay? My number is blocked, okay? I'm going to say this publicly. Okay, here we go. I haven't told this to anybody except for my wife. I don't text. My number is blocked. I got an invitation not to go learn with somebody. You understand? From a woman. Came up in this phone. So.
You got a text?
I don't know what I got. I threw the thing in there. I told my wife, get it out of here. Well, I don't know what to do. Okay, so Reb Chaim Kanevsky doesn't talk on the phone. Okay, I understand why. I'm not telling you. There's a belt out there. You have a malach with you. I don't want you to tell you. I'm just asking you a question. Now, the name of the shir. First shir is, how can we live with it? What's aloha? How can we live without it? What's aloha? So I told you, I'm asking you to shilas. I'm just giving information. Now, I want to say one more thing. Achrayis, Baal Mishpocha, Parnosa, Turn to the last page. There's a maral here. It's this unbelievable maral. I heard this maral, somebody told me they heard it in the shir. I listened to the shir. The person didn't say where the maral was. I got to get out to the Shemaya. I found the maral. I'm not a big maral person. The maral in Pirkei Avos. Look at this maral. It's not shaykh. Tchila. Yesh l'chol adas, inyan Avram v'inyan Bilam. Says the maral. Yesh l'chol adas, ki Avram ho yoreish l'umah Yisraelis. Avram Avinu was ahead of Klal Yisrael. Shame shall Yavram Rosh Luma and Yisraelis. Kachoy Bilam Rosh Luma is Lufi shall Yenavi Luma Soilim. Unbelievable. Avram Avinu is the head. Doesn't say Lahavdil and Bilam was the head. Okay. Umneiki Rosh El Yon Yeshle his Alus Beyesa Shah Rosh Umasal Alakol. The Rosh is in charge and head of, he's ahead of everybody. Ulafika. Nimsa Shnei Devar Beitzel Avram Beitzel Bilam. There are two things by Avram and by Bilam that are the same. Eitzel Avram Ksir Beyachwesh Chamayroi, Bilam Ksir Beyachwesh Asainai. So by Avram it says he saddled his donkey. By Bilam it says he saddled his donkey. By Avram it says he had two people with him. By Bilam it says he had two people with him. Because he's the head of Klal Yisrael, has the ability to go up, to elevate himself. He's on top of the chamor, which means he's on top of the gashmias, on the physicality of the world. Says the Maral. Avram Avinu rode on top of the Chamor. Avram Avinu was in control of the situation. Avram Avinu's Chamor was a male Chamor. Parenthetically, I said this in a Shia 2 years ago, there's no such thing in the eyes of the Torah of a Chibur, of a connection between two males. It does not exist. They can call it love, they can call it marriage, they can call it whatever they want. It does not exist. There's no such thing. But, that's not for tonight. I will Bilam, Hayarechev al Asainai, Shinakeva. Avram Avinu saddled a male donkey, and Bilam saddled a female donkey. V'ein Sofik, Yazoch, Yeshla, Chibra al Nakeva. A male has a shaykhus to a female, even a female animal. V'kach Bilam, Hayarechev al Madrigoso, Chibra al Achomri. Okay, now. Fine. Now, go down to where it's underlined. Now says the Maral, an unbelievable chiddush. When Avram went to the Akedah, to sacrifice his son, on the way to the Akedah, Avram Avinu was in complete control of every physical aspect of his body. You stay here with the Chamor, because right now you are comparable to the physical of the world. And I and my son are going to go towards the mountain. Top left column. He calls man. You can't be completely attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the moment you can completely detach yourself, you can completely be connected to the Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu went to the har with Yitzchak, and he separated himself completely from his chumrius, from his physicality, and he was incredibly attached to the Bayre, fighting the Yitzchak. You got to come back to the world because you live in the world. You can't live that way all the time. But basically, I want to give you one analogy. You walk into this room. Walk into this room. That's the rule in Yeshurun. You walk into this room, you're detached from the cell phone. V'nashuva. You got to go back to work. You got to go back to the car. You got to go back to wherever you have to go to. Even if you have to go back to the Beis Medrash to learn. There has to be a point in a person's life where we are detached. And I don't mean for a day. A day is a very nice thing. I mean detached. This is the makom to be detached. This is the makom of the Akedah. This is the makom of Eisam Ignash. Vinashuva, okay, Vinashuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world. We got to be Vinashuva. We got to buy shoes. We got to buy cars. We got to buy clothes. We got to buy food. We got to do what we have to do. That's Vinashuva. But there's a place. There's a makom. And if there's a makom, Rabbi Say, I would venture to say, although I don't know if the Maral says it, I think this is what he means. If there's a place in which we are completely detached, then when we become attached, the attachment is completely different. If there's a place where we are attached, then when we become attached to the Bayrei, which means we're detached from the rest of the world, then when we have to become reattached to the rest of the world, then we're still attached to the Bayrei. It's different. The person's in a different matzah. Okay, now, I would like to give everybody a bechina. You ready? Oral bechina. You ought to be a shutta for the woman if you're the only two people in the business. Can you have a partner, you and a woman? Nobody else in the business. Yes or no? I have the answers written out. What's the answer? Yes or no?
No.
No. I told the guy who called me up and asked me to shayla several years ago, I said, I want to ask you a question. You make your first $100,000 deal. You want to high-five. What are you going to high-five with your partner? What are you going to do with it? What are you doing? How can you do such a thing? Next. You're allowed to go in a carpool every day, half hour, 35 minutes each way, back and forth to work with another woman. You and the woman in the car. Yes or no? You're married and she's married. You got to go in the car? Yes or no? Okay, two questions. So far, everybody's doing okay. You're allowed to be a doctor, even lechatchila? Yes. Okay. You're allowed to be a chevrat solo, even lechatchila? Okay. I wrote down, yesh mokum lahatir. I didn't say you have to run, take this position. Okay. Now, you're allowed to sit in a plane next to a woman if there's no other place to sit? Yesh mokum lahatir. You have to pay $100?
Depends if it's for parnasa or not.
Okay, good. That's
not
good.
A pleasure trip.
Okay, good. Ain't a harami. Make sure if you're going on a pleasure trip on a plane, you should be with your wife. Now, you like going on the streets nowadays?
Yes.
It's makom to hatir. It's makom to be matir. With avoda, makom to be matir. It's not so posh. It. In 1982, I was in New York. I was in New York in a hotel. We rented a hotel room. There were six people. Two members of the Moyetzes, two very choshev rabbanim, and two Jungalites. Okay? And we were in this hotel room, locked in hotel room for whatever it was, negotiations. And it was time for lunch. So one of the members of Moyetzes said to us, we have to eat. So me and the other young man, it was 95 degrees in midtown Manhattan during the summer. It's boiling, schwitzing. He said to me, I'm not going with my hat and jacket. They're going to laugh at me. I said, I'm going with my hat and jacket. I don't care if they laugh at me. We got on the streets of Manhattan to this whatever to get something for lunch, and we're walking down the streets of Manhattan. Coming towards us, 100 people, no guzma, 100 people, this is lunch hour, 100 people are wearing antennas coming out of their head. There used to be a TV show for those people. Antennas coming out of their head, okay? Wearing antennas coming out of their head. And after them, a guy with a paper bag with a monster face. I turned to my chavrusa, a wonderful person, Talmud Chacham. I said, you afraid to go with your hat and jacket? You're afraid to go with your hat and jacket? What are you afraid to go with your hat and jacket? Right? Okay, now.
Dave, you're on this plane and you can sit somewhere else. You sit down, a woman walks in.
If you can sit somewhere else, you should move.
Let's say she'll be like a
Kalashan. Okay, then you have to, then you came or you were here before?
I came
late. Okay, so we spoke about that. You have to know it. You have to do it correctly. You have to do it correctly. Okay. Is it mutter to have a smartphone without a filter? That's the last shayla I wrote down. I wrote down Tzorach Iyun Gadol Lahatir. I didn't say Osir. I didn't say mutter. After 2 hours and 22 minutes of 2 weeks of saying shurim, for me, that is the shayla, which is the biggest shayla lahalacha lemaisa facing every Yiddish mishpacha bizmanenu. That's it. Finished. Now, I'm sorry. I had a photocopies. I don't know where they went. I have two columns here. Okay, Rabbi Chassan will pardon me because these are all litvishe gedolim here. You ready? Ramosha Feinstein Zatzal, Ryakam Anitsky Zatzal, Rashach Zatzal, Rashom Zalman Zatzal, Rabiyasha Zatzal, Rashim Zatzal, and Ravosan Zatzal. That's seven Gedali Hador. On this side I have Rabban Leib Steinman Zatzal, and Yibar L'Chaim Rab Chaim Kinevsky, Shlita. Anybody know the difference between these two lists? Actually, you have the Stipel here also. Anybody can tell me the difference between these two lists? You're not going to tell. What?
Left side was in Israel.
I'll tell you the difference. It's unbelievable. This list on this side, I went to all these Gedolim with my wife. This list, they don't take in women. Okay? Ron Leib Steinman doesn't take in women. And the Stipel, I didn't go with my wife. We were married. And Reb Chaim. So we went to Reb Chaim. First time, I went to Reb Chaim Baruch Hashem many times. I went to Reb Chaim with Journey of Torah. 9 men, 9 women. So the Rebbetzin took the women, said, my husband doesn't see women. And she said, the Rebbetzin was unbelievable, Allah Shalom. She took the women around. She said, listen, I'm going to pull this string. When I pull this string, the window shade is going to go up. My husband's in there, go look at him. And she pulled the shade and let all the women look at the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was learning it. So I told the Rebbetzin that tomorrow night we're going to Reb Yashiv. So Shikin Agrusa Tata, should I send regards from you to your father? So she says to me like this. She says, "Mein man, Elat Meira von Freuen. Mein Kata, Elat Nishkin Meira." Okay, now, I don't know exactly what it means. I'm not here to say pshat, but I want to tell you something. I was at a chas. I've been working in this sugi a long time. I met a chavar of mine. He told me, you got to look it up. I didn't find it. Sefer Luli Sarasla, Rav Shach has an unbelievable shayla. How come the stipler doesn't see women and I do? Rav Shach has a child. You know what Rav Shach answered? Rav Shach answered, because if the stipler is not, he said like this, you think the stipler is frumer than me? That's what he said. Only Rav Shach can say that. He said, you know why? Because if the stipler made up, he's not going to see women. Who's going to see women? What's going to be with the women? They also need chizuk. Okay, so Rav Shach, whatever Rav Shach did, and however Rav Shach did it, he did it with an incredible, it was Rav Shach. He made a cheshbon on nefesh. Not stam in the velt. He didn't make I'm a nice person, chafen shalom, the stipler. The stipler and Rav Shach with mamish is not shaykh. But he said that, okay, you got to make a cheshbon. Rabbi Isai, everybody has to make a cheshbon. A cheshbon. What am I doing with this thing in my pocket? What are my kids doing with this thing in the pocket? What is my family doing with this thing in this pocket? What are we doing with this thing? What are we doing with it? When I was at a Yachay Kalin Lakewood, I'm not saying anybody should do this. At the Yachay Kalin Lakewood, I missed the drasha by Rabbi Yisrael Neumann Shlita, one of the four yeshivas. He got up and he said, a younger man was looking for parnasa. He got a job, $75,000 a year. I know in Chicago stands, it may not be a lot. Lakewood stands, a lot of money. He got a job, $75,000 a year. The boss said, in order to work in this business, boss was from, but you cannot have a filtered cell phone, a filtered smartphone. Your smartphone has to be unfiltered. I have to contact you, I have to send you, whatever it has to be, it cannot be filtered. And Yungerman didn't take the job. And Rishol Neumann announced at the Yachay Kala how moved he was by such a person. I didn't say anybody's obligated to do that. I didn't say anything. I only said one thing. Everybody has to think. It's not a hefkevilt. People have to think. That's the purpose so far of the first two shurim. Our obligation is to understand these ashailas. When Moshe Feinstein is writing a shaila about Kishuy and Zerah Levatola and the Chifa and the Giyah, it's not shayach. It's not shayach. And Moshe is making all types of hakiras. If you can't control yourself, then don't go to work. Go find a different job. Learn how to control yourself. If you can't control yourself at the suffix, you couldn't go to work. Put your head down. Don't look. I'm not telling anybody what to do. Just discussing the issue. So people have to know what they have to know. It's an unbelievable thing. Rabbi Isai, we are called Am Kedoshim. We're Kedoshim. And our job now is to work on it. Okay, we'll dab at Meirav, and then anybody who wants to ask Shailas, we can talk after Meirav. Tzlocha Rabba to everybody.